This is the Shawnakee for Thursday, June 2nd, entitled Driver's Reeducation. The Shawnakee is available at goodwordsrightorder.com. And for the Shawnakee, I'm Patrick McLean. I'm 33 years old, and I'm in driver's ed again. Or I should say driver's re-education. I'm sitting in a classroom with a group of people who have been offered the option to take a driver's safety class to avoid losing their license. This room is the Group W bench of the Department of Motor Vehicles, the underbelly of our collective lust for speed. And now that I'm seated at the same kind of desk I had in eighth grade, I'm beginning to think that taking this class was a horrible, horrible mistake. The only respectable-looking person in the room is an older gentleman seated next to me.
Hello there.
I realize, if you're just here for a speeding ticket, you're not likely to get much respect. The room is filled with drunk drivers, reckless drivers, and, as our instructor tells us, one vehicular manslaughter. What'd they get you for? I killed a guy with my car. So the guy leading the class is a recovering alcoholic, and I think he views his job as his 13th step. He goes around the room and makes us confess our motor vehicle code sins. It seems somewhat appropriate, because the people he's really trying to reach are the drunk drivers. But I thought this was supposed to be education, of dubious value to be sure, but some kind of education. Listening to this guy proselytize sure feels like punishment to me. But I find entertainment in my inmates. One guy with long, permed hair is obviously on cocaine. And I mean right now.
Yeah, man. And I almost got away from him, too. That Corvette, baby, wow, does she go? It was that left on the 3rd Street. I must have hit a patch of oil or something, or maybe it was antifreeze. Anyway, the rear end came loose and blam, right into those condos. I mean, I was going fast, but that car, those tires, they should have been able to handle. I mean, I think so, they should.
Later, I asked him how fast he was going when he lost it.
80, 85, something like 80, yeah, it was, but man, that's such a badass car.
You mean, it was a badass car?
Oh yeah, it was.
I'm not falling for the cathartic atmosphere. I have no sins to confess. I just got a speeding ticket. When it got around to me, I tried a low profile. I got a speeding ticket.
And how fast were you going?
Over the speed limit. I'm just here to take the class and become a better citizen of the road.
Is this your first speeding ticket?
No, I've had others. Look, there's nothing special about this. I just got a speeding ticket.
If you can't admit you have a problem, I can't help you. Help yourself.
Oh, how did I hate this guy? I paused to count the ways.
I have your file right here.
Is that my permanent record? Do you know what I did in second grade?
87 in a 55.
Everybody else was doing 80.
I suppose if everyone else jumped off the Empire State Building, you'd do it too.
No, I'd take the elevator back down and sift through the goo on the sidewalk for loose change.
Yes, smart mouth. That's what it says right here.
87 in a 55, with an additional citation for a smart mouth. As much as I hate to admit it, that was almost the truth. I was bopping down the highway, thinking about something else. And then, flashing lights and sirens, a sweat on my palms. You know the drill. You've been there. And when the state trooper, the one with reflective material on both sides of his sunglasses, asked,
"Son, do you know how fast you were going?"
I couldn't help myself.
86? Did I get it right? What did I win?
It was the wrong answer, but it was close enough to win me an all-expense-paid trip to driver's re-education. My fellow inmates on the Group W bench now look at me with respect. That's right, you juvenile delinquents. I sassed back to a cop. Mr. Snotty McDriver's Ed is satisfied with my answer and moves on to the rather respectable-looking old gentleman to my right.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir?
How did you get here?
Wife drove me. License is revoked, don't you know?
Yes, we know that, but how did your license get revoked? I don't seem to have your file in front of me.
Well, I guess you could say it all started with that darn bumper sticker.
Bumper sticker?
Well, I've been retired for a number of years, so I'm never in much of a hurry to get any place.
He eyed the room suspiciously. unlike some folks. Those are the folks that are always hawking at me. Why, they're all in such a gosh darn hurry, I can't imagine, but there they go, tearing past me on the right and tearing past me on the left.
Aggressive driving is a dangerous problem.
Don't you know? So I got a fair number of grandchildren, and Timmy, he's my oldest, got me one of those newfangled cell phones that had a 1-800 number, so the grandkids could call me anytime they want. He calls it 1-800-GRANDPA, but of course that's not the number.
Mr. Wilson.
Now don't be rude, sonny. I'm not finished with my story yet. So I see those bumper stickers on trucks. How's my driving? Call 1-800-whatever. Well, I figure if it's good enough for the goose, it's good enough for the gander. So I make a bumper sticker and slap around the old Buick there. And the calls just start pouring in. So I start giving these whippersnappers a good talking to. You know, trying to straighten them out. Most of them listen. One of them even bought me a cup of coffee. He was a nice boy. But some got angry. And well, I admit I got a little heated myself. Just jabbering away on the old phone, and this boy on a skateboard, you know, well, he just came out of nowhere and shot out in front of the car. Well, the old Buick just chewed the little fellow right up and spit him out. I felt awful bad about it. He wasn't wearing a helmet, though. And that's how I got here. Later that night, as we were walking out of the class, I asked the old guy if the story was true. Oh, hell no. They just got me for speeding, and I can't stand his kind. A fast friendship was born. And before we knew it, we had reverted back to high school. Early high school, when we didn't have cars, and all we wanted to do was drive. The class met twice a week for 6 weeks. But by the third class, the old man and I had decided we were going to get one over on Mr. Fishbinder. Honest to God, that was his name, Fishbinder. And we didn't know how, but we were going to get him.
Go on and write me up for 125. Both my faces wanted dead or alive. Take my license, all that jive, because I can drive 55.